Welcome to our analysis of Ngupuelea Pumani's stunning artwork, Maku Inmaku Pakani. As we dive into the visual components, remember that observation is key. Let's begin by closely examining the painting, noting every detail we see without jumping to conclusions. Look closely at the vibrant colors, textured surfaces, and the intricate patterns that seem to pulsate with life. First, let's consider lines. As we gaze upon the painting, you might notice a combination of straight and curved lines. The lines, while not always evident in a traditional sense, create rhythm and movement throughout the piece. They guide your eyes from one area to another, pulling you into the narrative embedded within the artwork. This fluidity suggests a connection to the flow of water or perhaps the gentle sway of the dancers depicted in the ritual celebrations. Next, think about the shapes. In Maku Inmaku Pakani, shapes are both geometric and organic. You can find rounded forms that evoke natural elements, like the curves of the land, waterholes, and, importantly, the witchetty grubs. These shapes interact within the composition, creating a sense of balance and harmony. Their arrangement is purposeful, leading the viewer to engage with the story being told through this visual language. Now, let's turn our attention to color. The color palette is predominantly warm, with rich reds, earthy browns, and inviting yellows. These colors not only reflect the Australian landscape but also carry emotional weight. Warm tones often elicit feelings of warmth, comfort, and connection to nature. You might notice how these colors blend and overlap, creating a sense of depth and inviting you to explore the layers of meaning within the work. The use of color theory here is quite fascinating. For example, the yellow and brown shades create a warm contrast, drawing the viewer's eye toward various elements of the composition. Speaking of texture, the surface of the artwork feels alive. The texture can be described as both rough and smooth. This contrast enhances the visual experience. Areas of densely painted dots can make certain sections feel vibrant and rich, while smoother areas encourage the gaze to rest. How does this texture affect your interaction with the painting? Does it draw you in closer, encouraging your curiosity about the finer details? Space is another vital element in this work. Observe the use of both positive and negative spaces. The way shapes and colors interact creates an illusion of depth, making certain elements feel closer while others recede into the background. This balance can suggest a sense of unity, reflecting the interconnectedness of the stories being told. The overlap of elements encourages viewers to keep exploring the visual narrative. Although the painting primarily operates in a two-dimensional format, the forms within, though flat, create an illusion of volume. How do these perceived forms add depth to your understanding of the artwork? It's as if you can almost walk into the painting, experiencing the land and the stories it embodies. Now, let's analyze how these elements come together. When examining balance, we see a harmonious yet dynamic asymmetry. The painting does not adhere to a strict symmetry, which gives it a lively, organic feel. This balance encourages a free-flowing interaction between all the elements, inviting the viewer to engage with the narrative rather than simply observing it from a distance. Harmony is evident throughout the artwork. The recurring use of colors and shapes creates a cohesive feel, wrapping the viewer in its warm embrace. You might find yourself feeling a sense of belonging to the landscape represented, connected to the age-old stories of the Anangu people. Contrast also plays a significant role here. Areas of lighter tones juxtaposed with deeper colors draw attention to specific features, creating visual interest. This contrast not only guides the eye but also emphasizes the importance of the elements being depicted. You may also consider how this contrast reflects the deeper themes of survival and connection to nature present in the Maku Chikurpa. Emphasis can be found in the density of certain patterns, perhaps drawing your attention to elements that relate to the rituals represented in the painting. These highlighted areas might represent focal points for those familiar with the narratives being depicted. Movement is skillfully woven throughout the composition. As your eye travels from one element to another, you might feel a sense of flow, akin to the way water moves through the landscape. The implied lines lead the viewer through the artwork, echoing the journey of the women in the Maku Chukurpa as they gather around the waterholes. Patterns and repetition are also vital. The repeated dots and shapes create a rhythm that reinforces the communal nature of the storytelling process. The artwork embodies a collective memory, bringing together the experiences of many. Finally, looking at scale and proportion, you might notice elements that feel larger or smaller relative to one another, enhancing the overall impact of the work. This thoughtful arrangement fosters a dynamic interplay within the painting. In conclusion, the integration of the elements of art and principles of design in Maku Inmaku Pakani creates a powerful narrative that speaks of connection, culture, and community. The warmth of colors, the fluidity of lines, and the rhythmic patterns all work together to convey a deep sense of belonging and shared history. These visual elements not only reflect the rich landscape of the Anangu Pichinchachara Yankana Jatjara lands but also symbolize the enduring cultural practices of the local Aboriginal people. As we step back and take in the entire composition, it becomes clear that Pumani's work transcends mere decoration. It offers a window into the stories that bind the community to the land. The artwork invites us to consider how the past informs the present and how each brushstroke is laden with meaning and emotional resonance. This piece allows viewers to engage in a conversation about identity, survival, and the continued relevance of traditional practices in modern society. Ultimately, Maku Inmaku Pakani serves as a powerful reminder of the beauty of storytelling through art. It not only captures a moment in time but also opens pathways for dialogue between cultures, offering a rich perspective on the significance of land, water, and community. As you ponder this artwork, think about how it influences your understanding of not just Aboriginal art, but the universal themes of connection and identity that resonate across cultures. The complexities of Pumani's painting draw us into a broader conversation about how art can embody and communicate essential truths about humanity and our relationship with the world around us.